Thanks so much for tuning into your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak, and I am joined in the studio by Pat Chapman, who is here to tell us about Lions Club. Good morning.
Good morning, Maria. Yeah, with the Lions Club in Ketchikan here, I think people kind of know Lions Club as the 4th of July fireworks and eyeglasses, but Lions Club does a lot here. They do the 4th of July Queen Contest, which is one that we really is one of our major fundraisers that we do. And for the 4th of July, we encourage girls from high school and college to sell tickets, and they then ride the 4th of July float, and we would at times have them do different organization presentations as a queen. But they get scholarships for they selling the $5 tickets. They get scholarships of $2,000 for the first prize, and that's a cash scholarship for the girls. $1,000 for the second prize, and $500 for the third. And that's pretty good for the girls going off to college. But with that money, we use it for the 4th of July fireworks. If we need extra for that, we do it for eyeglasses. We do scholarships for the kids in school. We give out 2 scholarships each year. We give backpacks to the foster kids, so that they have something when they go from home to home. We do suitcases for college students. When the college students get off, a lot of the kids can't afford a nice big suitcase, so we collect suitcases and give suitcases to them and help them get going. We do the bus shelters. If you go down on the highways, you'll see all the different bus shelters sitting around, and those are all provided by the Lions Club, and we keep them up. And sometimes it's the high school kids help with some of that. Sometimes it's the Boy Scouts will help with that. But the Lions Club basically does that. What we've been doing this year is we also did some medical supplies and sent them off to a Refuge International, that medical supplies that we had collected. And we hope to continue doing that kind of stuff. The Peace Health Hospital here also works with the Lions Club. We've sent eyeglasses to El Salvador, and the Peace Health group here provided eye exams and gave eyeglasses to people that had never seen before. So we do a lot, and we encourage people to come and join us. I'm not sure how long the Lions Club has been in Ketchikan, but I know that we have members that have been in there 50 years.
It's a service organization. Can you describe kind of what Lions Club is?
Lions Club is strictly a volunteer service organization. We're here to help our community and worldwide. There, in every nation in the world, there is a Lions Club. And we all provide some kind of service to the community. Basically, it started out, I think, years and years ago as eyeglasses, trying to provide eyesight to people. We also work with a diabetes group that then provide medical care, and there's money that goes into different organizations like clubs for kids to go to a camp that's got diabetes or eye problems and things like that. To provide all the services that happen all over the world, anything you can think of that we could do for someone. And we're always looking for new things that we can do. If we can, there's something here in the community that we can do that helps, we do. We've painted the Salvation Army this last summer, actually it was springtime. It wasn't just the first of the summer. We went in and cleaned up the Salvation Army kitchen and area there. Then we went over to the Salvation Army store and helped that out. So it's things like that that we do all year long, as it is strictly volunteer.
Are there requirements to be a member?
Nope, you have to be alive, and that's it. Just come on and join us. There is a membership fee, but it's very nominal compared to most club memberships. And we have memberships at part of our group that belong on Prince of Wales, because they're not big enough to have a complete group. You have to have 20 people in it. I think it was 25. I can't remember now. They change it. That in order to have an actual group. And otherwise, like if little community like Prince of Wales or Metlakatla want a group and they don't have the members, they can become part of Ketchikan group. And we help them with eyeglasses. And we used to do here in town, provide actually eye exams for children and homeless. We haven't been doing that recently because the health center and community connections and the schools got their own eye exam set. But if that drops down by any of those agencies, we're ready to step up and do that again.
You talk about the eyeglass collection. So if people have old eyeglasses they don't want anymore, they can donate them and then they
yes.
get sent to places or...
We take old eyeglasses, and there is a stop for a box at the landing. There is a box at the eye center, Ketchikan Eye Center, and I'm just putting a new box in at the Ketchikan Hospital right there at the front area. And you just drop your eyeglasses off. We collect them, box them up, send them to an agency that cleans them up, takes out the lens and separates them all accordingly and the eye frames, and then they ship them to places like El Salvador, where Peace Health went down there and just did an extensive eyeglass for the people there. And like there was a story in the hospital there about a person that was in their later years and never had seen clear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what your used eyeglasses can do.
And you mentioned those locations. You also have meetings, regular meetings. So if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the best way to learn more about Lions Club?
The second Wednesday of every month, the Lions Club meet up in Jeremiah's in the boardroom upstairs at 6 o'clock. Get my meeting straightened out here, which ones we're doing. But at 6 o'clock, and you're always welcome. Or call one of us Lions. We do have a phone book. So we have Dick Coos. I think most people know Dick. He's been a Lion for years. And you also have Steve Corporon, who you can contact. You can contact me. You've got Janet Lee Gage that's in there. Marvin Hill. Judy Zinge. You know, I mean, there's lots of us Lions around. And you can also, I believe, pick up some information on Lions Club up at the mall. Judy has had it out there in the hall.
Okay. Anything else you want to mention about Lions Club?
I can't think of anything, except we sure appreciate everybody that has supported our 4th of July Queen Contest, because that, like I say, that is our big fundraiser.
When does that start? Do they start that like in May or?
Well, it depends on the girls. They actually can start in the springtime. Some of the girls have, but most of the time it starts in May.
Okay.
And the girls get really hot and heavy thinking about it then.
And I understand also now there's opportunity for young men as well. I don't know if it's king or how that works. But.
We tried that. This is the second time it's tried. And, you know, the third time is always
charm.
Better. But it doesn't seem to be of interest to the boys.
But they can participate if there's someone out there. Keep that in mind.
And I think that we're going to go back to just the girls.
Okay.
It's hard to say that we should not go to the boys, but we've tried it twice, and at neither time has it really went well. But the girls do seem to enjoy it.
Okay.
And the community seems to enjoy the girls.
Okay.
And this last time, I want to say, we had Ingrid Anzueto, and she was a two-time winner, but she has done an awesome job. She did it as a high school senior, and then she came back and did it as a college student. So remember, if your parents, if you've got college students that want to do that, have them contact us. We can have the papers, and they can send them in and sign up.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much. Pat Chapman from the Ketchikan Lions Club.